Module 5. Words and Expressions. Cave. Peak. Plain. Plateau. Shore. Slope. Valley. Wood. Flat. At the edge of. Surround. Colleague. Downstream. Goods. Trade. Temple. Dock. Hilly. Raft. Narrow. At least. Detour. Legend. Be heavy with. Deck. Distant. Exploit. In the distance. Cruise. Cabin. Forbid. Lounge. Mountainous. Immense. Fertile. Remote. Steep. Varied. Spot. Rip off. Get a kick out of. View. Pin. Naturally. Torch.
Module 6. Unexplained Mysteries of the Natural World. Reading and Vocabulary. Activity 2. Read the passage and answer the questions. The Monster of Lake Tianchu.
The monster of Lake Tianchu in the Changbai Mountains in Jilin Province, northeast China, is back in the news after several recent sightings. The director of a local tourist office, Meng Fanying, said the monster, which seemed to be black in color, was 10 meters from the edge of the lake during the most recent sighting. It jumped out of the water like a seal. About 200 people on Changbai's western peak saw it, he said. Although no one really got a clear look at the mysterious creature, Xue Junlin, a local photographer, claimed that its head looked like a horse. In another recent sighting, a group of soldiers claimed they saw an animal moving on the surface of the water. The soldiers, who were walking along the side of the lake, watched the creature swimming for about 2 minutes. It was greenish-black and had a round head with 10-centimeter horns, one of the soldiers said. A third report came from Li Xiaohe, who was visiting the lake with his family. He claims to have seen a round, black creature moving quickly through the water. After 300 or 400 meters, it dived into the water. 10 minutes later, the monster appeared again and repeated the action. Mr. Li Xiaohe said that he and his family were able to see the monster clearly because the weather was fine and the lake was calm. There have been reports of monsters in Lake Tianchu since the beginning of the last century, although no one has seen one close up. Some photos have been taken, but they're not clear because it was too far away. Many people think the monster may be a distant cousin of the Loch Ness monster in Scotland. They also think that there might be similar creatures in other lakes around the world. Scientists, however, are skeptical. They say that the low-temperature lake is unlikely to be able to support such large living creatures. Lake Tianshu is the highest volcanic lake in the world. It's 2,189 meters high and covers an area of about 10 square kilometers. In places, it is more than 370 meters deep.
Listening and vocabulary. Activity 3. Listen to the first part of a radio interview and check your answers.
Good afternoon, and welcome to this week's edition of Mysteries of Nature. Today's topic is a big one. It's dinosaurs, those strange creatures which ruled the earth for no less than 200 million years. Some of them were plant eaters. Others were like the infamous Tyrannosaurus rex, carnivores who lived off meat and who attacked the more peaceful plant-eating dinosaurs. Not all dinosaurs were big. Some were the size of chickens. And in fact, the closest thing to dinosaurs living today are actually birds. But the mystery we are going to talk about today is why the dinosaurs suddenly disappeared exactly 66 million years ago. And to throw light on the subject, we've invited one of the world's foremost experts on the subject, from the Pitt Rivers Museum in Oxford, Dr. Roger Binfield.
Activity 4. Listen to the second part of the interview. How many explanations are given for the disappearance of the dinosaurs?
Good afternoon, Dr. Binfield, and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I'm going to come straight to the point, even if I think there's not going to be an easy answer. Why did the dinosaurs suddenly disappear almost overnight, 66 million years ago?
You're right. There's no easy answer to that question, but there are lots of theories.
Such as?
Well, probably the most widely accepted theory is the meteorite one.
You mean the Earth was hit by a meteorite from space?
Yes, that's right.
And the dinosaurs died immediately?
Not exactly. Not all of them. The meteorite may have hit the Earth with such force that it created a huge dust cloud, which stopped the sunlight from getting through. So, there was no light, no heat, and no food.
But other animals survived?
Yes, smaller creatures like mammals, which may have survived because they ate nuts and seeds.
What other theories are there?
Lots. The dinosaurs may have stopped evolving and been unable to adapt to changes in the climate. Or they might have killed each other.
Is that possible?
Oh, yes. They spent a lot of time fighting. There again, it might have been volcanic eruptions, not a meteorite, which sent up clouds of dust and cut off the light. One very recent theory says they died of cancer.
Cancer? You mean the dinosaurs died out because they fell ill?
Yes. As a result of radiation coming from a dying star somewhere in our galaxy.
That sounds fantastic.
Well, I think it's unlikely, but it's not impossible.
Which theory do you believe?
I'd go for the meteorite. I think it's the most likely one. And in fact, there is a huge crater in the Caribbean Sea, off the coast of Mexico, where the meteorite may have landed. Activity 5. Listen to the second part again. Tick the key words and phrases when you hear them.
Good afternoon, Dr. Binfield, and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I'm going to come straight to the point, even if I think there's not going to be an easy answer. Why did the dinosaurs suddenly disappear almost overnight, 66 million years ago?
You're right. There's no easy answer to that question, but there are lots of theories.
Such as?
Well, probably the most widely accepted theory is the meteorite one.
You mean the Earth was hit by a meteorite from space?
Yes, that's right.
And the dinosaurs died immediately?
Not exactly. Not all of them. The meteorite may have hit the Earth with such force that it created a huge dust cloud, which stopped the sunlight from getting through. So, there was no light, no heat, and no food.
But other animals survived?
Yes, smaller creatures like mammals, which may have survived because they ate nuts and seeds.
What other theories are there?
Lots. The dinosaurs may have stopped evolving and been unable to adapt to changes in the climate. Or they might have killed each other.
Is that possible?
Oh, yes. They spent a lot of time fighting. There again, it might have been volcanic eruptions, not a meteorite, which sent up clouds of dust and cut off the light. One very recent theory says they died of cancer.
Cancer? You mean the dinosaurs died out because they fell ill?
Yes. As a result of radiation coming from a dying star somewhere in our galaxy.
That sounds fantastic.
Well, I think it's unlikely, but it's not impossible.
Which theory do you believe?
I'd go for the meteorite. I think it's the most likely one. And in fact, there is a huge crater in the Caribbean Sea, off the coast of Mexico, where the meteorite may have landed. Pronunciation. Activity 1. Listen to the sentences. Say which consonants disappear. 1.
I'll come straight to the point.
2.
The most widely accepted theory.
3.
I think it's the most likely explanation.
Now practice saying the sentences. Activity 2. Study these sentences and practice saying them. Now listen and check. 1.
We went to Loch Ness.
2.
We saw the most fantastic creature.
3.
We didn't take any photos.
Cultural Corner. Read the passage and answer the questions. 1. How are Western dragons different from Chinese dragons? 2. Do you know any dragon stories? The Universal Dragon.
Dragons can be friendly or fierce. They can bring good luck or cause death and destruction. But one thing is sure, people talk about them almost everywhere in the world. For a creature that doesn't actually exist, that's quite something. In Chinese culture, dragons are generous and wise, although they can be unpredictable. The dragon was closely connected to the royal family. The emperor's robes have a symbol of a gold dragon with five claws. Other members of the royal family were allowed to wear dragon symbols too, but with fewer claws and of a different colour. According to popular belief, if you were born in the year of the dragon, you are intelligent, brave, and a natural leader. But in the West, dragons had a different reputation. The very first text in English, the Anglo-Saxon poem, Beowulf, tells the story of a Scandinavian hero, Beowulf, who fights and kills a dangerous dragon, but is himself killed in the fight. However, across the border in Wales, the red dragon, which appears on the Welsh flag, is a positive symbol, indicating strength and a sense of national identity. Why should the dragon have a different character in different parts of the world? Some experts believe it's due to the animals the myths grew out of. In the West, the idea of the dragon probably came from the snake, an animal which people hated and were afraid of. But in China, the idea of the dragon may have come from the alligator, a shy animal which lives in rivers, but which is usually only seen when there is plenty of water, a good sign for agriculture. So the Chinese dragon was a bringer of good fortune.
Module 6. Words and Expressions. Monster. Attack. Footprint. Hairy. Frightening. Creature. Grey. Claw. Exist. Sharp. Nail. Journal. Sighting. Seal. Mysterious. Claim. Surface. Horn. Dive. Calm. Skeptical. Unlikely. Volcanic. Cover. Adapt. Disappear. Extinct. Evolve. Die out. Throw light on. Come straight to the point. Fierce. Destruction. Generous. Unpredictable. Emperor. Robe. Reputation. Border. Positive. Indicate. Identity. Due to. Myth. Fortune.
Module 7. Reading and Speaking. Activity 1. Read the passage. Put these phrases in the correct places.
The name robot was invented by a Czech writer, Karel Čapek, in his play R.U.R. The first commercial robots were designed in 1956 by two American engineers. They were used in General Motors to make cars. Nowadays, robots are used for many purposes, ranging from building machines in factories to the exploration of Mars. To make a robot that can walk on two legs is very difficult. Robots which walk usually have six or eight legs like a spider and are used under the sea or in the desert to investigate pipelines. Many people believe that by the middle of the 21st century, The world will be run by smart robots, which will be able to take decisions on their own. One day, robots may be so advanced that they will rule the world. Already, robots which can develop their own intelligence are being designed by scientists. Elma is a robot built by Reading University in the UK. She has 6 independent legs and has been programmed to try different leg movements so that she can walk without falling over. The British science fiction writer Isaac Asimov believes that robots are unlikely ever to do harm to a human being. But not everyone agrees with him. Robots can make our lives easier, but they may also cause new problems.
Names and places. Places. São Paulo. Lagos. Nigeria. Los Angeles. Thailand. Russia. Pakistan. Philippines. Cambridge. Oxford. Ulm. Zurich. Malvinas. New Zealand. Himalayas.
Names and places. Names. Thomas. Emma. Orville Wright. Watson. Arnold B. Barak. Christopher Evans. Harry Blunkett. Elizabeth. Jack Humphreys. Stephen Hawking. Peter Hessler. Colin McCorkadale. Arthur Conan Doyle. Sherlock Holmes. Carol Čapek. Elma. Isaac Asimov.